We headed to the home stretch in quarter number four on the Keystone Kickoff Show. Brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Welcome back into the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white. Drink blue and light. I'm Jim Galante. I'm with Dustin Hawkinsmith. And in this segment, we are going to continue Dustin's top 20 recruit series of the James Franklin era. And it is brought to you by DraftKings. DraftKings is now offering a mobile casino in Pennsylvania. DraftKings Sportsbook and Casino offers an endless number of casino games to play, all from the comfort of your own home. And right now, all first-time casino players can play up to $200 risk-free for the first 24 hours of casino play. And you get plenty of options, choosing from slots and blackjack and roulette. A lot of fun to play. I enjoy blackjack myself. Been a lot of fun. And here's what you need to do to have that same kind of casino experience at home. You need to download the DraftKings Sportsbook and Casino app and use promo code KSN, and you play risk-free up to $200 of casino games for your first 24 hours. That's promo code KSN, and you play risk-free up to $200 in your first 24 hours of casino play on DraftKings Sportsbook and Casino. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, in partnership with Hollywood Casino at Penn National Racecourse. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. And Dustin, we are now getting to the fun names, the really great names here in your top 20 list of James Franklin recruits. If you want to hear the rest of the list, you could go back KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or go to the app Keystone Sports. But this week we are going to look at number 6, 5, and 4. Let's start with number 6, and that is Jason Owe. He was a 2018 four-star recruit, a top 100 player out of New Jersey. And this should be, or we hope is going to be, his breakout season. Why do you have Jason Owe so highly ranked, Dustin?
Well, there's a little bit of projection to what he can do on the field and what I think a lot of people are expecting him to do as a redshirt sophomore. The fact that, you know, physically, I don't know. I mean, he's one of the top probably two or three freaks of the James Franklin era. You know, Micah Parsons, Saquon Barkley, always in that conversation too. So it's a projection of sorts, but also if you look back on his recruitment and the way that it wrapped up, there are a couple components of it that, and by the way, the essence of this series is not necessarily, hey, the best players that Franklin's recruited, although we're getting into some of those. It's more, you know, what Penn State had to go through, how hard they had to work, who they beat to get guys. You know, it's the magnitude of the recruiting victory. And in Owe's case, he was, you know, coming out of Blair Academy, was viewed as being a raw but unbelievable talent. And as such, he attracted a lot of different suitors. Michigan, Ohio State were really in the mix. You know, I think Ohio State made kind of a last-ditch visit to him late in the 18 cycle to try to get involved. Alabama offered him late in November, if you recall, you know, going into the December signing day. So there were sharks in the water for sure. So I think Penn State's ability to get to the finish line in a recruitment that wasn't, you know, national. It wasn't like this the same as if he was a five-star player and the amount of heat he was getting from all the different, you know, all the top programs in the country. But at the same time, there were some really good national programs that were coming after Owe and sincerely wanted him down the stretch of that cycle. So there was that component of it. There was also, you know, the first that I know of and the only one that I'm really aware of where he actually silently signed on that first early signing period and announced his commitment, I believe, at the Under Armour game in January. So I thought that was really interesting, that somebody who was so coveted, somebody who everybody wanted, that was so high profile, could actually keep his signing under wraps for a couple weeks until he actually made the announcement. I thought, you know, that was something that just was interesting enough that moved Owe up, I think, a couple slots. Never mind the fact that you're looking ahead to 2020, maybe 2021, how good he can be and how disruptive I believe he's going to be. So once we see the best of him on the field, this whole package of recruiting stuff, I think, was really impressive for Penn State.
Well, and also at defensive end, that is a position where he can be so disruptive, make so many plays, be a difference maker. I think there's a premium at that position also. So we, as Penn State fans, we've been waiting, you know, a year or two for this freak to just explode onto the scene. And just like you predicted, Sean Clifford's going to have a Joe Burrow type season. Are you predicting that Jason Owe, he's going to have a Chase Young type season? Is that correct, Dustin, if I heard you correctly?
Yeah, I think the essence of what I was saying was somewhere between Chase Young and Von Miller, maybe with a little bit of Reggie White thrown in there, maybe. I don't know. But, the package, it just, you know, Penn State had so much really good experience in front of him for 2 years. That all he's really been able to do is flash in those small doses. And I think you've seen him do that. So now, you know, it's a variable, I suppose, in his development to be a starter, to be somewhat close to an every down guy and be just as disruptive over a larger sample of snaps. So that's the next step for him. And it does require a little bit of projection, but at the same time, I think you've seen him. I think he's got a good knack, a good football sense about him. Something that's really improved over his 2+ years on campus, but also that size, speed, quickness, you know, him with the spin moves and that kind of stuff. He's an awful lot to handle for even really good offensive linemen. You know, if Penn State's 40 time for him is true, you know, and he's in what they have in the high 4.3s I'm pretty sure he was high 4.3s.
It's crazy.
That it's just not natural for that position. And he's 6'5", that 250+ range. I mean, he's pretty much got it all. And now it's just, not to make it sound like it's a mere formality, but all I think is left for him is to handle starters reps and to keep doing the same thing. And I believe that's going to happen. And if that happens, he's going to go down. He has a very good shot, whether it's this spring or next spring, of being a first round draft pick. You know, it's hard for a player with all that ability that he has to not be.
All right. We look forward to seeing that. Let's go to number 5 on your list, which is KJ Hamler. He was in the 2017 class. He was a 4-star. He came from a high school in Florida, but he was originally from Michigan, correct?
He was. Yeah. Went to IMG Academy.
And he just exploded onto the scene here at Penn State. I think he's deserves to be this highly ranked. Go ahead, Dustin.
And I think the thing that stands out about KJ Hamler is that you saw the elements, but I don't think at any point he was really considered a slam dunk recruit, a sure thing, a given. Obviously, the big part of that is him being injured his senior year and not having that time to showcase. And when a kid gets hurt, and there's a real possibility that maybe year one has a chance to be a lost season in some ways, a recovery type season. And the possibility of that slowing down his development over time, you know, I think that maybe teams were technically still on the board with offers, but Penn State was the one that jumped out as really being by his side and really being a believer in KJ Hamler. Not just technically having their offer on the table, but really wanting him still. And I think that's one thing that stood out for Penn State. And, you know, you've seen what he developed into. And it all began with Penn State not changing anything about the way they were pursuing him just because he was injured. And I think that's something that's interesting in the recruiting process is that, you know, an injury as a high school player, what does that do in terms of projecting how likely you are to develop and how good you can be at the next level? I think it does throw some red flags in there. And Penn State wasn't quick to run away just because there were some red flags. And you throw that in, on top of the fact that he was not a traditional force anyway. You know, he was 5'9". Coming out of high school, he's probably 150 pounds. I had to look at his recruiting profile, but he was probably 150 pounds or somewhere in that neighborhood. So it's not like you're talking about a 6'3", 220-pound player who's got all the prototypical abilities. Penn State stood by an unconventional player side through an injury and still wanted him just as much. And I think, looking back, that is what made the difference on getting him there. And then they turned him into what he is today, ultimately a second-round pick. It's a real success story from a belief, recruiting, development standpoint. And I think Penn State is able to hang its hat on that. And never mind the fact that KJ Hamler is an exciting player, you know, and that, and having exciting players is what changes the viewpoint on your program from future recruits as well. I think the impact of getting KJ Hamler, it has multiple angles to it.
All right. I want to get to number four here while we still have a couple minutes. And when I first saw your list, I wasn't sure about this, but the more I thought about it, I think you're correct on this one, ranking this highly. Number four is Journey Brown, 2017 three-star recruit. He was ranked 919 overall as far as recruits that season, and you have him ranked number four. Go ahead, Dustin. How come?
Probably a little projection here, because I think he's going to have a monster 2020 season, but I think I just love the story here. You have a kid who's kind of tucked away in a part of Pennsylvania that the national programs aren't coming through, not really making a big name for himself on the camp circuit. At the same time, was an elite sprinter who had elite production in a small school setting, was a little bit on the raw side. If I remember correctly, I think there were some academics and stuff that kind of limited what his offer sheet was. And I think Penn State at the time wanted to send a message that we don't care what the rest of the country sees in you. You're from Pennsylvania. We believe in you. We think we can get the most out of you, even in the face of the things that you're facing, Journey Brown, as a football player, as a person, as a student, all that stuff. They made an offer to him when other national elite programs weren't, and they were basically delivering that message. If you're a good player in the state of Pennsylvania, we will find you and we will get the most out of you. And Journey Brown is the best example yet of that. You see what he's been able to translate, that speed, that football skill. He's developed big time in all these different areas. And I think just the what Penn State wanted to say by signing him, and what Penn State wanted to say by turning him into what he is right now and what he very well could be in 2020, all of it adds up to being just maybe the best feather in the cap. And you look at what Penn State was able to do. Miles Sanders, Saquon Barkley, highly recruited guys. They turned into NFL players. They're going to do the same thing with Journey Brown, who hasn't been as highly recruited. And I think that's a big deal.
It's a huge deal. And when you go talk to the next kid who's a three-star, you could say, look what we did with this other three-star. We made him one of the top players in the country. All right, that's it for this edition of the Keystone Kickoff Show. Be sure to tune in to us next time.
So what's so different about new Labatt Blue Citra? Could be the bright hop aroma or the crisp, clean finish that all come together for a new kind of refreshing. Brewed with Citra and Mosaic hops, all new Labatt Blue Citra delivers ultimate drinkability and a new way to get up and get out. Beer. Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York. Always enjoy responsibly.
This is Andy Shea from the Keystone Sports Network. You heard us talk about 409 tailgate sauce for a while now. Honesty moment. I use 409 tailgate sauce at my house, and it's a hit with my family and friends. My barbecue chicken always comes out great. The sauce also works on pork, beef. You can even put it on your burgers. Go to 409tailgateclub.com to order 409 tailgate sauce for you or that tailgater in your life. And remember, always tailgate with honor.
DraftKings Sportsbook is offering a mobile casino in Pennsylvania. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook and Casino app and use code KSN to play risk-free up to $200 of casino games for your first 24 hours. That's code KSN to play risk-free up to $200 for your first 24 hours of casino play on DraftKings Sportsbook and Casino. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, in partnership with Hollywood Casino at Penn National Racecourse. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.